The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. That was Claire Maloney in The Great Adventure. And joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Claire Maloney. Good morning, Claire.
Hey, Rick. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to chat with you again.
It's a pleasure. Now, I understand that you wake up and turn on KZE, and that's cool. We love that.
Exactly. Yep, I did.
Cool. So you're playing at Colony Woodstock tonight. It's going to be a great show. Tell the folks what you got in store for them.
Well, we will be playing music, like you just heard, off our record Daybreaker, and we have just finished recording our next album.
All right.
And we'll be playing a few songs off of that as well. So going to be a first time out for a couple of brand new tunes tonight.
How do you feel about previewing brand new songs before the album comes out?
Well, I feel pretty good about it. The response we've gotten to some of them so far has been really wonderful.
Cool.
We might, I don't know, we've been talking about maybe like saving a couple, not playing all of them out. Maybe a few of them will just remain for like the release day.
Oh,
you know?
Cool. Yeah.
So that nobody will have the chance to hear them before then.
Yeah.
But we love playing them, and we actually recorded our new record live in the studio.
Cool.
Everybody playing and singing at the same time, live vocals.
Nice.
So the spirit of the new album is very much the live show, and so to be able to bring the new songs to the live show has been really exciting.
Well, that sounds really cool. So the band must have been pretty rehearsed on the new music when you went into the studio.
Yes and no. Some of the songs were songs that we've been playing a bit, and two of them were unfinished. So they kind of got put together in the 11th hour, which sometimes that last minute pressure is a good thing, especially deadlines, you know.
Yeah, it makes you work and then makes you finish, as opposed to going, yeah, I'm not so sure about that last part. Yeah.
Yep, you know it. It's like on that TV show Chopped, I was thinking about when they were like knives down. You gotta walk away.
Yeah.
You know.
Time's
when
up.
When the buzzer goes off.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Claire Maloney and The Great Adventure, great rock and roll band. What are some of your early influences?
Oh, man. I mean, this could take the whole hour.
Well,
try
make
to
it
be
short.
Thoughtful about this. definitely The Who, ZZ Top. My favorite song as a kid was Sharp Dressed Man.
Wow.
Although it wasn't until I was a teenager that I realized that the lyrics weren't Sharp Dressed Man. When I was a little kid, I used to imagine, you know, every girl's crazy about a guy in a giant shark suit. Made perfect sense to a 4-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, ZZ Top, The Who, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, a lot of classic rock.
All and right, so those are all male-dominated bands.
I know, yeah.
I'm just, you know, pointing that out because I know that somewhere along the line, something had to influence you in another direction.
That's true. Well, I guess when I became a teenager, I got really into sort of the singer-songwriter movement. And at the time, I was a big fan of Ani DiFranco.
Huh.
And she was, like, wildly influential for me as a woman writer and guitar player. I think one of the most underrated guitar players out there.
I don't know if she's that underrated. She's an amazing, percussive, muscular guitar player.
Totally, yeah. Totally. But I think she doesn't end up on guitar lists.
I think
she's kind of maybe out of the conversation sometimes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't know her.
Right. Absolutely. Or have seen her play and heard her guitar playing.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until later for me that I sort of appreciated like Heart, for example. Mm. I feel like I've only gotten into them in the last like five or ten years. I saw Ann Wilson a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, and she was incredible.
Yeah.
Like 72. I was like, oh my gosh, hitting all the high notes. Mm. It was amazing. And people like Kat Benatar, who we got to open for last summer. She has been hugely influential to me, especially in the last couple of years.
Cool.
So, yeah. And then I guess my left field influence is that I went really far down the classical music rabbit hole. And I actually ended up going to college for opera.
Wow.
And then worked as an opera singer for many years in New York City, and I sang in Europe for a couple of summers.
Wow.
So I'm also very influenced by classical music and sort of, all that goes into that, sort of the drama of opera, references to classical literature.
So are you able to sing in other languages?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yep, Italian, French, German, Latin.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. Well, next time you'll have to break out a French tune for us, because nothing would make us more delighted than hearing you sing a French song.
We have been known to do it once in a while. We did put out, there's a version that Nate, the guitar player in Great Adventure, and I put together of La Vie en Rose that is actually on all the streaming platforms. You can listen to it right now.
Yeah, and we have a copy of that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I'm just feeding the audience. And speaking of which, folks, don't miss Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure tonight at Colony. They got great food there and great sound, and the sight lines are awesome. You're right in the middle of the room. The bar is opposite of the stage, so you could see all the heads of the people drinking hard. And it's just a great room in general and a great place to get a vibe and to rock out. So I'm looking forward to the show. What time is it kicking off?
7:00. And we have a John Newhall band opening. I believe he's from Newburgh, so local band.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. And good luck with the next album. Do we have a title?
The working title is Reckoning, but don't hold us to it because it could change in the next month.
All right. That name has been taken, too.
It has. It has been taken, exactly. So we'll see if we can win.
No pressure. You can always have the same name. It's not a big deal. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's second REM record, so not a bad hot
Grateful
back company.
Dead also. Reckoning.
Right, Grateful Dead.
Yeah, there's
even Anna DeFranco, I think. There's quite a few, for sure.
Oh, well, on that note, all the best. And if you go with that, we'll understand why. And if you don't, we'll understand why.
You'll have to wait and see.
Can't wait to see the album artwork. Claire, all the best to you and the fellas. Give them all our love. Nothing but the best this holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that jive. And really enjoy the time with family and friends. You doing any holiday tunes tonight?
We weren't planning on it, but, we always leave room for surprises and miracles. So anything could happen.
Let's go with that. Claire Maloney, you're welcome. Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure, Colony, Woodstock, tonight, 7:00, opening act. Don't miss the band and get down, have some food, some beverages, and get all riled up for a great rock and roll show. Claire, knock 'em dead, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Rick. Appreciate you and the whole team. Thanks for having me.
All right. All the best.
Take care.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
Guaranteed same-day service, instant gratification. Hi, this is Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shops. Big news, our IT department, me, is working on new cutting-edge technologies in which the exact art supplies you desire will actually appear at your doorstep in real time as soon as you think of them. Until this system is perfected, however, we encourage you to visit our stores in Rhinebeck and New Paltz. Great selection, great prices, the best in custom...